No sow bugs or snails or cutworms. Her terrier fingers destroyed such pests before they could get started. Elisa started at the sound of her husband's voice. He had come near quietly, and he leaned over the wire fence that protected her flower garden from cattle and dogs and chickens.
"At it again," he said. "You've got a strong new crop coming."
Elisa straightened her back and pulled on the gardening glove again.
"Yes, they'll be strong this coming year."
In her tone and on her face, there was a little smugness.
"You've got a gift with things," Henry observed. "Some of those yellow chrysanthemums you had this year were 10 inches across. I wish you'd work out in the orchard and raise some apples that big."
Her eyes sharpened.
"Maybe I could do it, too. I have a gift with things, all right. My mother had it. She could stick anything in the ground and make it grow. She said it was having planter's hands that knew how to do it."
"Well, it sure works with flowers," he said.
"Henry, who were those men you were talking to?"
"Why, sure, that's what I came to tell you. They were from the Western Meat Company. I sold those 30 head of 3-year-old steers, got nearly my own price, too."
"Good," she said. "Good for you.